This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. The Taliban has vowed to respect women's rights, forgive those who fought them, and ensure Afghanistan does not become a haven for terrorists. The longtime spokesman emerged from the shadows as part of a publicity blitz aimed at reassuring world powers and a fearful population after the Taliban overran the country. They have sought to portray themselves as more moderate than when they imposed a strict form of Islamic rule in the late 1990s. But many Afghans remain skeptical, and thousands have raced to the airport desperate to flee the country. Taliban appear to be trying to avoid the international isolation imposed on Afghanistan during their previous rule. EU Foreign Policy Chief Josep Borrell said that the bloc has no intention of recognizing the Taliban after its sweeping victory in Afghanistan, but he says the EU must talk with the militants to ensure that European citizens and some Afghans can safely leave the country. Talking after chairing a meeting Tuesday of EU foreign ministers, he said it's not a matter of official recognition, it's a matter of dealing with the Taliban. He says the EU is suspending development aid to Afghanistan until the militants respect UN Security Council resolutions and human rights. He adds that talks with the Taliban are also vital to help prevent a refugee exodus. The number of Afghans arriving in Europe has already climbed in recent months. Officials in Haiti have now raised the death toll from a powerful weekend earthquake to more than 1,900. The Civil Protection Agency announced the numbers Tuesday, when the strong winds and rains dealt by Tropical Storm Grace forced a temporary halt in rescue and recovery efforts. This is VOA News. U.S. health officials may soon recommend COVID-19 booster shots for fully vaccinated Americans. While many details remain unclear, it's common for protection from vaccines to decrease over time. Researchers have been monitoring the performance of the COVID-19 vaccines to see how long protection lasts and to understand when to recommend boosters. One possibility is that the boosters would be recommended 8 months after the second shot of the Pfizer or Moderna vaccine. First people vaccinated in the U.S. would likely be first in line for boosters, healthcare workers, nursing home residents, and other older Americans. Hong Kong will tighten entry restrictions for travelers arriving from the United States and 15 other countries beginning Friday, extending the quarantine period to 21 days. Previously, the 15 countries, which also include Malaysia, Thailand, France, and the Netherlands, were classified as medium risk, with travelers able to serve only 7 days of quarantine if they were fully vaccinated and tested positive for antibodies prior to departure. Elsewhere in Asia, an Australian state government leader says the outbreak in Sydney hasn't peaked yet. New Zealand is going back under lockdown for at least 3 days after finding its first case in months, and Tokyo's state of emergency has been extended. If you are flying on a plane or taking a train, be ready to keep wearing a face mask for at least a few more months, at least in the United States. Transportation Security Administration said Tuesday that it will extend the face mask rule on public transportation. That mandate was scheduled to expire September 13th, but would now be extended until January 18th. TSA briefed airline industry representatives on the plan before announcing it to the public. The mask rule has been controversial and has led to many encounters between passengers who don't want to wear a mask and flight attendants asked to force the mandate. But an extension was not surprising after a recent surge in COVID-19 cases. The United Kingdom is calling for an immediate and sustained pause in clashes and unrest that have followed the military takeover in Myanmar in order to allow vaccinations against a third wave of COVID-19 that is ravaging the country. Firefighters are facing dangerously windy weather as they struggle to keep the nation's largest wildfire in the United States from moving toward a Northern California county seat, while a small forest town has been gutted by another inferno. Forecasters have issued red flag warnings of critical fire conditions for most of Tuesday in the area of the month-old Dixie Fire. More at VOAnews.com via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.